大家平安。
May peace be with you.
我们最近在读创世纪。
So we've been reading the book of Genesis.
创世纪从十二章一直到结束，主要在描写四个人。
So from Genesis chapter 12 on to the end, there's recordings of four characters.
就是亚伯罕、以撒、雅各、约瑟。
Abraham, Isaac, Joseph, and Jacob.
那这四代的人都很有信心。
Now these four generations are contain men filled with faith.
但是我们可以看出这四代人的信心表现的方式都不太一样。
But the way they expressed their faith was different.
这四代的人都有搬家。
They all four men moved.
那我们就从他的搬家来看每个人搬家原因不太一样。
And they all moved for different reasons.
我们上一次有提到亚伯兰儿子以撒搬家。
Last time we talked about how Isaac moved.
他想要搬家，神说不要搬。
He wanted to move, but God said no.
因为他要搬到埃及。
Because he wanted to move to Egypt.
来解决他生活的困难。
To solve some difficulties in life.
神说你要住在这里。
But God said no, you need to dwell here.
结果第二年他的收成一百倍。
And the next year, he reaped 100-fold.
那他的儿子雅各。
Now his son, Jacob.
为什么雅各会搬家？
Why did he move?
因为他做了一个错误的决定。
Because he made the wrong decision.
所以他的哥哥要杀他。
And his brother wanted to kill him.
所以他没有选择，他需要搬家。
He had no choice but to move.
但是在过程当中，神向他显现。
God revealed himself during the process of moving.
我是你父亲的神。
Saying that I am the God of your father.
神应许他要带他回来。
And God promised that he will bring him back.
那到了约瑟。
Now when we get to Joseph.
约瑟也是搬家。
Joseph also had to move.
那约瑟搬家是被卖。
Joseph moved because he was sold.
他是不得已的。
Yeah, no choice.
但是后来他回头过来看。
But when he looked back,
他发现神的意思是好的。
He realized that there was God's goodwill.
那亚伯兰为什么搬家？
Why did Abraham move?
我们现在看创世纪。
Let's turn to the book of Genesis.
创世纪的十二章。
Genesis chapter 12.
创世纪的十二章。
Genesis chapter 12.
第一节
Verse 1. Now the Lord had said to Abram, Get out of your country, from your family and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you.
第二节
2. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing.
我们看第四节
Let's look at verse 4. So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken to him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran.
为什么亚伯兰搬家？
Why did Abram move?
因为神要他搬。
Because God wanted him to.
说你要离开你的本地本族父家。
Get out of your country from your family and from your father's house.
然后住在我指示你的地方。
To a land that I will show you.
那这个搬家对亚伯兰有什么好处呢？
So what...How did Abraham benefit from this move?
所以第二节我叫你成为大国。
Verse 2, I will make you a great nation.
然后也要赐福给你。
I will bless you.
你如果没有搬你就得不到这个福气。
So if you don't move, you won't receive these blessings.
你如果搬这个福气就要给你。
But these blessings will be given to you if you move.
那为什么要搬?
Why did he need to move?
因为乌尔是一个拜偶像的地方。
Because the people of Ur worshipped idols.
那神要叫他搬到另外一个地方来建设一个敬拜独一真神的地方。
God instructed him to move to a new place where they can worship the one true God.
所以离开你的本地本族父家，就是把你从根拔起，然后到新的地方。开设新的未来。
So when he says, get out of your country from your family and from your father's house, that means he will uproot him to a new place.
亚伯兰就开始搬家。
And so that is why Abraham began to move.
但是这一段故事如果我们看使徒行传第七章，发现亚伯兰搬家有两个阶段。
But when we look in Acts chapter 7, we see that there were two stages to his move.
我们看使徒行传第七章。
Acts chapter 7.
第七章的第二节
Verse 2. And he said, Brethren and fathers, listen. The God of glory appeared to our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia, before he dwelt in Haran.
第三节
3. And said to him, Get out of your country and from your relatives and come to a land that I will show you.
然后第四节
Verse 4. Then he came out of the land of the Chaldeans and dwelt in Haran. And from there, and when his father was dead, he moved him to this land in which you now dwell.
这个地方讲啊，亚伯兰从乌尔，神要叫他搬到迦南，结果他搬到哈兰，就停在那里。
So when God told him to move from Ur, he was supposed to go to Canaan, but instead he stopped in Haran.
所以神第二次显现，告诉他，哎，你要搬到迦南。
And that's why God appeared a second time and said, "You need to move to Canaan."
那迦南跟哈兰啊，这迦南哈兰跟迦南有什么不同
？So what was the difference between Haran and Canaan?
迦南可能也不错了，他所以觉得这里不错，就住下来了。
Canaan was probably pretty good, that's why he eventually moved there.
但是那个是哈兰但是迦南
Haran actually.
那是应许之地。
But Canaan was the promised land.
圣经里面叫那个叫做福地。
The Bible calls it is a land of prosperity.
福地，然后这是牛奶与蜜之地。
The land of milk and honey.
这是安息之地。
The land of rest.
这是最好的地方。
This is the best place.
所以神不要他满足于次好的。
So he didn't want him to be satisfied with good enough.
所以神要叫他搬到最好的地方去。
But rather he needs to move where it is the best.
那今天我们从世俗的眼光来看，哪里最好？
So if we look materialistically, where's the best place to live?
当然是美国最好，不然你怎么会在这里？
The U.S. of course. Why else would you be here?
你如果在曼哈顿在那里站着半个钟头，你可以看到世界上每一种人都在看得到。
If you just stand in Manhattan for half an hour, you will see everyone, people from all over the globe.
因为这个地方是世界人所向往的一块土地。
Because this is a destination for many people.
特别是六零年代、七零年代、八零年代。
Especially during the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
所以从地面上来讲来到美国有一个美国的梦。
So everyone comes with an American dream.
只要大家愿意努力。
As long as you're willing to put the work.
机会是均等的。
Then opportunity is here.
所以每一个人都可以繁荣，可以昌盛。
So everybody can grow and prosper.
所以我们来到这个地方，有的是第二代在这个圣地方受到很好的教育，找到很好的工作，生活过得非常好。
So some of us may be second generation where we've received this good education and have gotten good jobs.
但是我们信耶稣如果满足于神带我到美国来让我生活现在过得很好。这个是次好的。
However, if we are satisfied merely by being here and living and enjoying life here, this is just good enough.
次好的。
Second best. Second best.
这不是最好的。
It is not the best.
我们活在两个世界里面。
We live in two worlds.
一个是看得见的世界。
There is the world that we can see.
就是物质世界。
This is our material world.
一个是看不见的世界。
There is also this world that we cannot see.
就是灵界。
That is our spiritual world.
那我们活在这两个世界里面也需要有很大不同的态度。
And so we need to have very different attitudes while dwelling in these two worlds.
如果我们活在物质世界，什么都要是最好的。
So in this material world, we want the best of everything.
我们的生活会变成什么？
Then what would our life be like?
第一个会变得不快乐。
First, we may end up unhappy.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们跟别人相比的时候，我们觉得别人比我们更好。
Because as soon as we compare, we will see others being better.
那我什么都是要最好的，所以我当然是不快乐。
And if we want the best of everything, then we can't be happy.
第二个。
Second.
如果我们活在物质世界，什么都要最好的，我们一生做奴隶。
If we want the best of everything in this world, then we will end up being slaves of this world.
为什么？
Why?
因为我要最好的，最好的要多花一点钱啊。
Why? Because if we always want the best, then you need more money.
那多要花一点钱，我就要投入更多的时间精力去赚钱。
So if you always want more money, then you will always have to put your time and energy in pursuit of money.
所以一辈子就做奴隶。
So you end up spending your lifetime being a slave.
第三个。
Third.
如果我们一切都要追求最好的,
if we are always seeking the best,
我们的信仰会变成不冷不热,
then our faith will become lukewarm.
为什么?
Why?
因为我们的目标就是最好的,
because if we only pursue what is best in this world,
所以我们整个心已经在这个物质世界的方向里面充满我们的心,
then our heart is filled with the things of this world.
我们已经没有心留给神了。
We don't have any room in our heart for God.
那有一天如果我们真的达到最好的,
and one day if we achieve the best,
我们就满足于在那个地方,
then we will be satisfied there.
所以我们人生缺乏一个更高的目标,
and we are missing the higher goal.
所以当一个人生活很困难的时候, 很认真祷告求神帮助,
and when we live a difficult life and we dedicate ourselves to prayer and seeking God's help,
但是当一个人过得很好的时候, 你没有祷告的原因呢, 信仰就不冷不热。
There's also the opposite. If life is good, then your heart becomes lukewarm.
所以我们在这个物质世界啊, 如果能够满足于次好的,
so if we are good, if we are satisfied with what is second best,
那第一个我们很喜乐,
then we'll be joyful.
感谢神啊, 我这样就觉得很好了。
Because we will thank God, saying, yeah, this is good enough.
所以如果我们下一代一直都要最好的，请他到非洲去当义工。
Now, if our next generation only wants the best, you should encourage them to go to volunteer in Africa.
那回来以后什么都过得很好。
Because after they come back, everything will be good.
原来我们所谓的次好，从非洲比起来还是最好的。
Because what we consider second best will be the best in Africa.
因此当一个人能够有衣有食,他就满足,这个人就很快乐。
A person who is satisfied with mere food and drink will live a joyful life.
这个是我们从物质层面来看。
So when we look at it materialistically.
第二个就是我们活在这个灵界里面。
But we also live in the spiritual realm.
灵界就是我们的灵性。
That is our faith.
我们常常是满足于次好的。
And oftentimes, we are satisfied merely with what is second best.
其实我有去教会。
I go to church on Sabbath.
教会派的圣工我有做。
I do the holy work that is assigned to me.
我也有献十一捐。
I offer tithe.
那灵恩会我也请假一天,三天都参加。
I take my day off during the spiritual convocation so I can attend all 3 days.
我不错啦,我比教会来讲,其他的人我不错啦。
Compared to others, I'm doing pretty well.
如果我们满足于次好的,
but if we are satisfied with merely being second best, then our faith will never improve.
所以信仰要追求最好的。
So in our faith, we need to seek the best.
那最好的是什么?
What is the best?
最好就是迦南地。
That is the land of Canaan.
那是神应许给亚伯兰。
It's the land promised to Abraham.
还有亚伯兰的后裔。
And the descendants of Abraham.
还有万国要因他得福。
And all nations will be blessed because of it.
万国就是你跟我们不是亚伯兰的后裔啊。
All nations, meaning us, we're not necessarily the descendants of Abraham.
但是借着主耶稣的救恩,
but through Jesus' salvation plan,
我们得到神应许给亚伯兰的那一块地。
We have received this promised land.
那一块地属灵上来讲就是神的国。
Spiritually, this land is God's kingdom.
那神的国才是最好的。
God's kingdom is the best.
那神的国当然就是指着我们将来去的天国。
God's kingdom is the heaven that we will eventually go to.
所以圣经里面讲,天国是你眼睛没有看过,心里没有想过的。
As the Bible says, that heaven is a place that our eyes have not seen and our brains have not even considered.
如果你想得出来多好,那就不够好了。
Because if you can imagine it, it's not good enough.
如果你能够用地面的经验来去揣摩得到,那个就不够好了。
If you can use your own human experience to depict it, it is not good enough.
但是那个天国的体验,不是到天国才有。
But we don't have to wait to go to heaven to experience heaven.
主耶稣说,神的国就在你心里。
Because it says that God's kingdom is in your heart.
所以我们跟主耶稣在讲,你要先求神的国跟神的义。
So Lord Jesus says that you seek first his kingdom and his righteousness.
那下面,日用的饮食都要给你。
Then all these things will be added to you.
所以我们常常用这一句话来勉励一个生活有困难的人。
We often use this verse to encourage those facing difficulties in life.
你为什么要追求神的国跟神的义?
So why do you need to seek God's kingdom and His righteousness?
因为神会照顾你日用的饮食。
Because God will take care of all these things that you need.
这个绝对是对的。
This is true.
这个是很多信徒的体验。
This is something that many members have experienced.
但是如果追求神的国,就是为着日用的饮食,这个还是次好的。
But if you seek God's kingdom merely for your daily sustenance, that is only second best.
那追求神的国最好的是在哪里?
So what's the best thing about seeking God's kingdom?
啊,神的国是牛奶与蜜之地啊。
God's kingdom is the land flowing with milk and honey.
奶就是丰盛。
Milk meaning bounty.
啊。蜜就是甜美
Honey meaning sweetness
我们现在看主耶稣的应许啊
So let's look at the Lord's promise
你在世界上哪里可以找得到呢
Where can we find it in this world
第一个主耶稣应许给我们平安
The Lord first promised us peace
约翰福音14章
In John chapter 14
约翰福音14章
John chapter 14
27节
Verse 27 Peace I leave with you My peace I give to you Not as the world gives do I give to you Let not your heart be troubledneither let it be afraid.
主耶稣说我要留下平安给你们。
Here, our Jesus Christ says, peace I leave with you.
接下去我给你的平安跟世人的平安不一样。
My peace I give to you, not as the world gives do I give to you.
世人的平安是什么?
So what is this peace that the world gives?
一帆风顺。
Means smooth sailing.
没有什么事情发生。
Nothing much happens.
这个叫世人的平安。
That is the peace that the world gives.
那主耶稣的平安是什么?
But what is the peace that the Lord gives?
人生还是有风浪，还是有困难。
There may still be waves and turbulence.
但是我们没有忧愁，没有害怕。
But we do not fear and we do not worry.
诸位，每个人迟早都会遇见一些风浪。
So all of us will face turbulence at some point.
但是我们想想看啊，我们有没有忧愁？有没有害怕?
Do we worry? Do we sorrow?
我们常常充满着忧愁跟害怕。
Are we often filled with worry and sorrow?
害怕我失去工作。
Do we worry about losing our jobs?
害怕我失去健康。
Do we fear losing our health?
害怕我年老的时候怎么办?
Do we worry about what we're going to do when we're old?
所以人有很多的忧愁，很多的害怕。
So we have many fears and concerns.
为什么?
Why?
因为我们还没有进到神的国里面。
Because we have yet to enter the Lord's kingdom.
或者说神的国还没有在我们内心实现。
Or in other words, the Lord's kingdom has not shown itself in your heart yet.
如果主耶稣完全充满在我们里面。
Because if the Lord fills our heart,
我是他的儿子。
We are his children.
他住在我里面。
He lives in us.
他是全能的神。
He is the Almighty God.
他可以平静风海。
He can calm the storm.
他可以变饼给五千个人吃。
He can make bread for 5,000.
我忧愁什么?
What do I have to worry?
我害怕什么?
What do I have to fear?
所以信仰在追求什么?
What do we seek in our faith?
信仰就是追求属灵的那一块迦南地。能够在我们心里实现，使我们有完全的平安。
Our faith is the pursuit of the land of Canaan in our hearts so that we can have complete peace.
这个应许是真的。
This is a true promise.
但是这个应许不是你习理自然有的。
But this is not something that we just receive because we're baptized.
你要离开你的本地本族，你要往前迈进。
You need to leave your homeland and move.
离开我们原来的想法。
You need to leave your old mindset.
离开我们过去的传统跟文化。
You need to leave your old culture and your own traditions.
要努力进到主耶稣的话里面。
You need to strive to enter the word of God.
要努力追求主耶稣充满在我们里面。
You need to strive for the fullness of Christ in you.
那迦南地就在我们心里面。
And then, the land of Canaan will be in your heart.
是平安之地。
It is the land of peace.
好，我们再来看啊，主耶稣的应许。
Let's continue looking at the Lord's promise.
啊，约翰福音第八章。
John chapter 8.
啊，约翰福音第八章。
John chapter 8.
三十二节。
Verse 32. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
这里讲真理，不要让你得自由。
Here it says, the truth shall make you free.
那这些文士法利赛人第一个反应就是我没有做过奴仆啊，你怎么叫我说叫我得自由呢？
So immediately the Pharisees respond, I've never been a servant. What do you mean by setting me free?
那我们在读这一节圣经节文节想我来到美国你还在谈什么叫自由？
And then we may read this verse and think, we live in the US. What do you mean by free?
但是如果我们再读下去
But if we continue,
所有犯罪的就是罪的奴仆。
All those who sin are bound by sin.
所以在美国看起来很自由。
So in the US, we may feel that we are free.
但是罪借着不同的方式在控制人。
But sin controls us.
用很多的不同的坏的习惯。
With, it uses our bad habits.
赌博。
Gambling.
或者其他很多抽烟喝酒。
Smoking, drinking.
或者看黄色的影片。
Watching porn.
这个都是现在人所谓的自由，其实这是罪的捆绑。
Those are all considered freedoms, but they are all ways that sin binds us.
再来是坏的个性。
And then we have our bad temper, personalities.
对人不能解恨。
When we can't, when we nurture grudges.
整个心里面都是别人的恶。
When we are filled with the evil of others.
这样的话，我们怎么有办法能够得到神的同在呢？
How can we possibly have God's abidance?
所以主耶稣要让我们从罪的捆绑得到自由。
So the Lord Jesus wants to free us from the bondage of sin.
这个叫做真自由。
That is true freedom.
这个就是牛奶与蜜之地。
And that is the land of flowing with milk and honey.
这是钱买不到的。
Money cannot buy this.
以前的人用毒品。
In the past, people used drugs.
毒品会让人上瘾的。
Because and they become addicted to the drugs.
现在的人毒品是什么？
And what is our drug of choice today?
口袋里面的手机。
It is our cell phones.
那里面有什么好东西？
What's good in there?
大家都会承认里面没有什么好东西。
Most people, everyone admits there's really nothing good.
那为什么每天花这么多时间呢？
But then why do people spend so much time there?
因为它已经控制了我们。
Because it controls us.
真理要让我们得自由。
The truth will set us free.
当主耶稣满足我们的心，
When the Lord Jesus Christ satisfies our hearts,
我们就不会被他捆绑。
We will no longer be bound by it.
这个叫做牛奶与蜜之地。
That is the land flowing with milk and honey.
这个叫做真正的自由。
That is true freedom.
这是神要应许给我们的。
And that is what God has promised for us.
我们再来看马太福音。
Let's continue with the book of Matthew.
马太福音的11章。
Matthew chapter 11.
马太福音11章。
Matthew chapter 11.
28节。
Verse 28.Verse 28, Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
主耶稣讲，劳苦担重担的可以到我这里来。
So come to me, all who are labor and are heavy laden.
人最快乐的时间常常是小孩子。
So childhood is usually our happiest time.
一开始上学。
When we start going to school.
就开始有竞争，开始有压力。
Then we start experiencing pressure and competition.
到了上班，这个竞争压力更大。
And this pressure and competition is even greater when we start working.
那到了中年。
And when we reach middle age.
压力很大。
Then we experience great pressure.
每天都要上班。
Because you have to work every day.
因为房子的贷款。
Because you have the burden of debt.
子女的教育费用。
You have to pay for your children's education.
生活的费用。
You have to pay for your living expenses.
我怎么能够没有工作呢？
How can I possibly be without work?
但是工作的稳定性不是我们能控制的。
But we can't control whether we have a stable job or not.
所以每个人每天都是劳苦担重担。
So everybody works with great labor and stress.
但是主耶稣说，到我这里来，我要让你得安息。
But Jesus Christ says, come to me and I will give you rest.
我们面对相同生活的这些压力。
So when we experience all these same pressures,
但是我们内心可以得安息。
Our hearts can still experience peace and rest.
因为主耶稣跟我们同父一轭。
Because Jesus Christ bears a yoke with us.
我们有这样的体验吗？
Have we experienced this?
如果我们真的信仰有追求。
If we pursue our faith,
有真正交托给神。
If we truly entrust ourselves to God,
有真正感觉神的同在。
If we truly experience God's abiding,
生活有困难。
Life will still have difficulties.
生活有压力。
Life will still have pressure.
但是内心得到安息。
But our hearts will receive rest.
这是何等美好的体验。
Isn't that a great experience?
这一块地叫做牛奶与蜜之地。
This land is the land with milk and honey.
这一块地在哪里？
Where is this land?
神的国就在我们的心里。
God's kingdom is in our heart.
那为什么我没有体验？
Why haven't we experienced this?
因为我们的信仰只满足于次好的迦南这个哈兰。
It's because Our hearts are satisfied with what is second best.
主耶稣要我们出来。
But God wants us to leave.
要追求进入迦南。
And seek for Canaan.
这个才是真正最好神应许要给我们的。
And that is what has God God has promised for us, and that is the best.
所以亚伯拉罕的信仰就是从次好的，神要叫他进到最好的。
So Abraham's faith went from second best to what is best.
好，我们先来看啊，《使徒行传》二十章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 20.
好，《使徒行传》二十章。
Acts chapter 20.
二十章的三十五节。
Acts chapter 20, verse 35. I have shown you in every way by laboring like this that you must support the weak. And remember the words of the Lord Jesus that he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive.
啊，这里记载一句，四福音找不到主耶稣的话。
So here it records a saying that is not found in the four Gospels.
啊，就是施比受更有福。
It is more blessed to give than to receive.
想想看哦，施有福还是受有福？
So is it more blessed to give or to receive?
啊，对大部分人的观念哦，接受是福气。
For most of us, receiving is a blessing.
是好的。
It's good.
但是圣经告诉我们。
But the Bible tells us,
能够付出，这是最好的。
It is best for you to be able to give.
哦，这个是一个非常新的观念，但是我们在亚伯兰的一生可以看到这一句话。
This is a revolutionary concept, but we see this in Abraham's life.
好，我们现在看马太福音二十五章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 25.
啊，马太福音二十五章。
Matthew chapter 25.
二十五章的三十四节。
Verse 34.Verse 34, then the king will come to those on his right hand. Come, you blessed of my father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you for the foundation of the world.
35,
for I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you took me in. 36, I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me.
好，我们如果从三十五节来念。
So if we read from verse 35,
我饿了，你给我吃。
For I was hungry and you gave me food.
诸位，当我们饿了，有人给我们东西吃，这不是很大的福气吗？
Isn't it such a blessing when someone feeds us when we're hungry?
但是我肚子不饿，我有东西给别人吃，这不是更大的福气吗？
But isn't it a greater blessing to not be hungry and have extra food to feed others?
那接下去我渴了，你给我喝。
I was thirsty and you gave me drink.
我没有很多种东西喝，所以我不会渴。
I have many things to drink, that's why I am not thirsty.
但是我们有额外的东西给别人喝，这个不是更大的福气吗？
And isn't it a greater blessing to have access to be able to share with others?
然后我赤身肉体，你给我穿。
I was naked and you clothed me.
赤身肉体穷到没有衣服啊。
So when you're naked, it means that you're so poor, you don't even have clothing to wear.
你看别人给他这一块新的衣服，那不是很大的安慰吗？
But isn't it such a comfort at that point for someone to give you some clothing to wear?
但是我们不但有衣服穿，我们还有另外一件给别人，这不是更大的恩典吗？
And for us, not only do we have clothing to wear, but we have extras to offer to others. That's a greater blessing.
所以接受是好的，被爱是好的。
So to receive love and to receive is to be given something is good.
这是次好的。
But that's only second best.
能够有能力给别人，这才是最好的。
Having the ability to give to others, that is the best.
因为这是比别人多蒙福。
Because that means that you are even more blessed.
那这样的一个动作，施比受更有福，从次好的追求最好的，到最后的福气就是三十四节。可以到父的家享受永远的果。
So to be able to give and not just receive, ultimately what's best is so that you can receive in the kingdom of God has prepared.
那我们就用这个来看亚伯兰的一生。
So let's look at the life of Abraham.
好，我们看创世纪的十三章。
Let's turn back to Genesis chapter 13.
创世纪十三章。
Genesis chapter 13.
十三章的第八节。
Chapter 13, verse 8. So Abraham said to Lot, Please let there be no strife between you and me, and between my herdsmen and your herdsmen, for we are brethren.
第九节。
9. Is not the whole land before you? Please separate from me. If you take the left, then I will go to the right, or if you go to the right, then I will go to the left.
我们现在看亚伯兰对亲人什么态度。
So let's...examine how Abraham treats his family.
对罗德。
Towards Lot.
这一块应许之地是神要给他的。
So this promised land was already given to him.
但是为着跟罗德保持这个亲情。
But in order to maintain this familial relationship,
亚伯兰就付出，你先选。
Abraham gives first, saying, you can choose.
就罗德他也不客气，选最好的。
And Lot chose the best.
那亚伯兰吃亏了吗？
But does that mean that Abraham fell short?
罗德一搬走，神就向亚伯兰显现。
As soon as Lot moved away, God appears to Abraham.
你看到的我都要给你。
And it says, all that you see before you, I will give to you.
你走过的我都要给你。
All that you walk past, I will give you.
所以他能够付出，结果他从神得到更多。
He receives even more from God because he is willing to give first.
那到了创世纪的十四章
，In Genesis chapter 14,
这个罗德被抓走了。
Lot is taken into captivity.
我们在十四章的第九节。
Let's look at verse 9.
十四节。
Verse 14, chapter 14, verse 14. And now, when Abraham heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his 318 trained servants who were born in his own house and went in pursuit as far as Dan.
你看这个亚伯兰没有说你看现在神在报应你了。
Abraham didn't say, it's your fault. See, this is God repaying you.
他有这个能力，他带318个兵丁连夜去追赶，要把罗德救回来。
He had the ability to take 318 trained servants to pursue and take back Lot.
这个就是付出。
That is giving.
冒生命的危险。
He puts his life in jeopardy.
结果把罗德救回来。
To rescue Lot.
结果我们如果从17节开始，亚伯兰就遇到这里讲到撒冷王。
And then in verse 17, he meets the king of Sodom.
麦基洗德。
Melchizedek.
麦基洗德就跟他祝福。
And Melchizedek blesses him.
如果亚伯兰没有付出去救罗德，他怎么从神得到祝福？
If Abraham hadn't taken the step to give and to rescue Lot, how would he have received the blessings from God?
所以我们的信仰不要一直求啊。
So in our faith, we shouldn't always just be asking.
神给我们有能力要付出。
God has given us the ability to give.
那个才是最好的。
That is the best.
能够见证神给我什么，这是好，这个是次好的。
It is second best, but it is still good for us to be able to testify about how God has blessed us.
但是如果能够见证我愿意付出，神给我更多，这是更好的。
But if we can testify about how we have given and God has given us more, then that is even better.
这是要极大的信心。
And that takes great faith.
我们看亚伯兰怎么对待外人。
How did Abraham treat others?
创世纪十八章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 18.
创世纪十八章。
Genesis chapter 18.
从第一节一直到第八节。
From verse 1 through verse 8.
这里讲亚伯兰接待三个人。
Here it records how he treated three men.
就是做客旅。
He invited them over as guests.
亚伯兰看到这三个人，天太阳这么热真的很辛苦。
And he saw that the sun was shining and it was hard out there.
如果我们可能就是把椅子换到另外一个角度，假装没有看过，过去就好了。
Most of us probably would have just moved our chair and pretended that we didn't see these people.
但是亚伯兰有这个能力啊。
But Abraham had the capacity.
他就请那三个人到他家来。
So he invited these three men over to his house.
给他水洗脚，然后用东西请他们吃饭。
He gave them water to wash their feet and also invited them to a meal.
这是付出啊。
And that is giving.
他得到什么？
And what did he receive?
接待的天使。
He ended up receiving angels.
那天使就跟他讲，明年这个时候你要生一个儿子。
And the angels told him, when in a year at this time, you will have a son.
所以亚伯兰愿意付出，他得到最好从神来的祝福。
So because he was willing to give, he received the best blessing from God.
这个是他对外人。
And that is how he treated others.
那亚伯兰对神呢？
And how did Abraham treat God?
我们看创世纪二十二章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 22.
创世纪二十二章。
Genesis chapter 22.
第一节。
Verse 1.And now it came to pass after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, Here I am.
第二节。
2. Then he said, Take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you.
这个地方神向亚伯兰显现。
God appears to Abraham here.
神对他有一个要求。
And he has one request.
带着你的儿子。
Take your son.
独生的儿子。
Your only son.
你所爱的以撒。
Isaac whom you love.
摩亚地区那，在那里要只把他献为燔祭。
And go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering.
哦，以撒是神给的，不然不，大家本来就不会生孩子。
His wife was originally barren. God gave them Isaac.
哦，那现在神说你要把他献给我。
And now God says you need to sacrifice him and offer him to me.
如果亚伯兰有两个儿子，我献一个，我还有一个。
If Abraham had two sons, he could say, oh, I'll just offer one and still have one.
如果亚伯兰还年轻，这个献上去，我可以生第二个。
If Abraham was still young, he could offer this son and maybe have another one.
但是只有一个年纪老生的。
But he was already old and he only had this one son.
那这个献上去就没有了。
He offers this son, then he has nothing left.
这个叫做神试验亚伯兰。
And this is how God tests Abraham.
到底你敬畏神到什么程度？
How much do you revere me?
哦，你爱神爱到什么程度？
How much do you love me?
这是一个考试啊。
This was a test.
亚伯兰通过了。
Abraham passed this test.
啊，他走三天的路程，把他的儿子献上。
He walked a three-day journey and then offered up his son.
第一个，他没有失去他的儿子。
He did not end up losing his son.
神说不，你不要动手，我已经知道你敬畏我。
God told him, "Do not lay a hand because I know that you fear me."
神预备一个羔羊。
And God prepared a lamb.
再来，神赐福天上的福气，地上的福气。
Then God blessed him with the things of this world and the things of the spirit.
所以，一个人愿意在神面前献上最好的。他会从神得到更好的。
So a person who is willing to give the best to God will receive the best.
今天我们在教会需要有很多人有一种奉献的心。
Today we need people with a spirit of sacrifice.
这样来兴旺我们的教会。
Then our church will grow.
但是每个人都有自己的困难。
But we all have our own difficulties.
如果我们愿意献上。
If, however, we are willing to give,
我们会从神得到更多。
Then we will receive more from God.
所以亚伯兰一生我们可以看到。
So in Abraham's life, we can see,
领受是次好的。
That it is good to receive.
但是付出是最好的。
But it is even better to give.
所以这需要很大的信心。
This requires great faith.
所以信心不只是停留在神迹奇事上面。
So faith does not end in signs and miracles.
每一天的生活都需要信心。
We need faith in our everyday lives.
这样我们才能够讨神喜欢。
And then we can be pleasing to God.
我们会从神得到更大的恩典。
Then we will receive greater blessing from God.
第三个。
Third.
次好的到最好的。我们现在看希伯来书。
So from the second best to the best, let's turn to the book of Hebrews.
希伯来书的十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书的十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
第八节。
Verse 8. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out not knowing where he was going.
第九节。
9. By faith, he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise.
第十节。
10. For he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God.
这个地方讲，神本来应许给他迦南地。
So God originally promised Canaan to him.
然后他到了迦南地。
And he arrived at Canaan.
他怎么生活？
How did he live there?
这个地方讲，在应许之地，好像异乡居住，住帐篷做客。
By faith he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents.
所以亚伯兰在迦南地，神应许给他的，他是好像做客人。
So Abraham lived in the promised land, this land of Canaan, but as a guest.
对，我们活在美国，有没有这个做客人的感觉呢？
So living in the U.S., do we feel that we are guests?
有时候在美很多地方遇到中国大陆的信徒。
So I often meet members who are from China.
我就好像说在南非。
Or in, like in South Africa, for example.
我们常常问他一个问题，你是落叶归根？ 啊、还是落地生根。
So I often ask them, are you like a leaf that has fallen on the ground, or have you taken、哦、root here?
这个落叶归根就是我从大陆来，我来南非是赚钱，钱赚到我要再回去大陆。
So if you are like a leaf, you may have fluttered and landed here temporarily, and once you make your money, then you may go back.、
啊、但是落地生根就是我已经来到这个地方，所以我要在这个地方住下。
But if you have set roots, it means that I have moved here and I will live here.
诸位，我们今天来到美国。
So yes, today we are in the U.S.
哇，我们有没有一个寄居的观念
？Do we feel that we are here as
寄居啊 ，sojourner？
哦、oh, ，Do we feel that we are sojourners here？
也就是说，我一天要回，有一天要回到我的故乡。
Do we feel that we will return home one day？
啊，可能有。
Possibly.
哦。但是亚伯人这个寄居不是要回到乌尔去。
But Abraham, he lived as a guest, not because he was one day going back to Ur.
哦，所以下面他想往第四节，那座有根基的城。
But rather, he waited for the city with foundations.
那是什么
？And where is that?
哦，我们看十五节。
Let's turn to verse 15. And truly, if they had called to mind that country from which they had come out, they would have had opportunity to return. 16. But now they desire a better, that is, a heavenly country. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them.
好，这个地方讲，亚伯兰羡慕一个更美的家乡。
So Abraham desired an even better place.
是在天国的。
A heavenly country.
是神所经营，神所建造的。
A place that is...Established and built by God Himself.
那个才是最好的。
That is the best.
迦南地虽然流奶与蜜之地，这是次好的。
So Canaan, even with its milk and honey, is still only second best.
所以不管我们在美国生活多好。
So no matter how well we live in the U.S.
这是次好的。
This is still second best.
我们的人生有没有把它焦点定准？天上更美的家乡。
Have we set our life focus on in heaven where it's even better?
那是最好的。
That is the best.
如果我们是做客旅
，If we are guests，
我们最后的目标要回天国
，And our goal ultimately is to go to heaven，
我们生活的态度会很简单
，Then our life will be very simple。
因为我是做客旅的
，We are only guests here。
我最后我是要回天国的
，We will eventually go to heaven。
哦，所以我们知道啊，做客人哦，你带越多东西越麻烦。
As guests。The more that we have with us, the more problems we have.
啊，你能够越简单越方便。
So it's more convenient to travel light.
所以不要羡慕别人啊，什么都有，生活什么都有。有时候这个是进天国的困难。
Because do not envy those who have everything, because that may make it difficult for them to enter heaven.
你要去羡慕一个人，为什么他有能力，但是他的生活这么简单呢
？Yeah, you should be envious of those people who seem fully capable, but yet live simple lives.
因为他是做客旅的。
Because they are all guests.
他的信仰目标是回天国的。
Their goal in their faith is to enter heaven.
所以亚伯兰的一生就是从次好的进到最好。
So Abraham's faith went from second best to the best.
这就需要信心。
That requires faith.
求主给我们信心。
May God give us this faith.
唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.